This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. Best of the blogs.
Our blog reviewer, Jennifer Reid, is with us again. Good morning, Jennifer.
Hi, Katrina.
Nice to talk to you. I'm good, thanks.
That's good.
So, Super Forest, what's that?
Well, Super Forest is a blog written by a team of 23 writers. They call themselves Super Foresters from all around the world. It's a great combination of uplifting and informative articles about environmentalism and sustainability, mm-hmm. challenging us to do better by our planet.
Okay, so who started this blog and why?
Well, Super Forest was started in October 2007 by Jackson Nash, who lives in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. Jackson's what he calls an aspiring permaculturalist, which means that he spends his life actively exploring earth care, people care, and fair share. So the idea is that if we take care of the earth and plants, then we can look after the people all around us, and then we can use this abundance to create further abundance by sharing with more and more people. Mm-hmm. So originally Jackson had been working on making a web series aimed at kids, and he was wanting to sort of fill it with ideas on how to live green and be sustainable and love Mother Nature. And apparently he'd forward a lot of emails to his co-workers, and someone suggested that he just start a blog to post all his green findings, and that's how he started Super Forest.
Okay, and how did he find the rest of the team then?
Well, he basically put up a message on the blog right at the beginning asking if people wanted to join the team, and a whole bunch of people from all around the world responded, and so they just became Super Forester Julius and Super Forester Aaron, which I love that name. They sound like superheroes.
And have you spoken to or interviewed any of these people?
Yeah, I interviewed our very own Sydney Cider Super Forester. Yes, her name's April Smallwood. And April joined the team in 2008. She actually works full-time for SBS Food in mm-hmm. Sydney. But she joined Super Forest because she liked Jackson's philosophy, which he titles the Humanifesto. And you can actually read that on the blog. But it basically talks about changing your concept of the environment to what you can see when you look around you. So your apartment, your office, your mm-hmm. bedroom, you know, basically your own backyard. So then when you think about saving the environment, it becomes a bit more achievable for most of us.
Right.
Because we can all do our bit.
We look after our little corner of the earth rather than sort of trying to save the whole planet kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So what kind of stuff is on the blog?
They're really inspiring posts about growing your own food and reducing your overall production of waste. I really liked a post by Super Forester Carla, who talks about taking your time and living in the now. So she said, when you're walking, just walk, and when you're eating, eat. So basically she says that we should really relish each and every life experience without being too preoccupied with what's coming up next.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she just encourages us to put off our multitasking and just be present and do one thing at a time.
That's good advice, yep.
Yeah. And then another Super Forester, Jordan, shares a poem with us each month. So he believes that poetry is an art form that has become underappreciated and, you know, a bit lost in our technological age. So
yeah, everything's sort of based on the image now, isn't it?
Yeah. That's right. So he just includes some really beautiful literary masterpieces, I like to call them, and they're definitely worth a read.
Okay. So what do you like about this blog, Jen?
I like that so many of the Super Forest posts just hold little snippets of inspiration. So there's an abundance of things to read, and you can, you know, go through them and just take on what you like. But I've read posts that have instantly changed my thinking for the day to just a more positive way of thinking. And some things I've read have even changed the way I do things in my household for the long term. So, you know, like buying fruit and veg grown locally and going to farmers markets and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And also you know, the news is filled with such tragedy lately.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes we need relief from that so we don't get depressed about all the bad things that are happening in the world at the moment.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, so Superforest is a great blog to just lift your spirits and give you ideas of ways to spread some positivity around the place.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I just think too, people are keen to change the world for good, but sometimes it can all seem really hard. But when you read Superforest, you see that we can all take action by just starting small. So just start by recycling or composting or eat locally or just hold the door open for someone or, you know, just question yourself and question your thinking about how you can factor in, you know, ways to just treat the planet in a better way, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, so okay. I just love that it's shouting out a good, clean message to the world. And when I read the Hugh Manifesto, which I really recommend that people read, I was really touched by the opening lines. So if I could just read those out. It says, "What is going to save the human race? Please. Thank you. Three words that will totally change this planet. More than solar power, more than recycling, more than wind energy. Why? Because if we all started treating the people and things that we interact with every day with respect and compassion, the effects would ripple through every aspect of our lives, transforming society."
Yeah, that's so, quite profound, isn't it? It's about really respecting everybody and everything on the planet, isn't it? And that will flow through into how we live.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for that, Jen. Nice to talk to you. Nice to hear about another great blog. So what's the URL for this one?
Yeah, it's at superforest.org. So it's pretty easy to find. And I'll also have a link to it on my blog, lifeslikeacupcake.com.
Okay, thanks, Jen.
Thanks.
Best of the blogs. This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.